Father, we hold up folks that are around us that we know, all that need your healing, comfort. We pray especially for those in the military and coming after this tragedy. We pray for those families and all that are involved there, God. Help them, Lord. We lift up our leaders, once again, God, that need your help in state and federal positions as well as your own. That you would guide, Lord, give them your wisdom, your help. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Next on our agenda is minutes. And I also had a September. Did y'all have a September in your bunch?
There's one correction, wasn't it?
I didn't see a September.
But I don't see it listed here.
It didn't get posted, though.
Oh, it's not posted, so we won't
vote
on it.
I would make a motion to approve the minutes that I read there on those.
11-2 and 11-4?
Yes, sir.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Which one was that?
Would you put a note down for September 18th to find out? We may have not approved those minutes.
Was it a correction, you say?
It was a correction. I think I know which one. It was a correction, I believe, we just have to vote on. So we'll pull it up then.
Okay. Next, we've got accounts payable.
Motion for approval of accounts.
I got a couple I want to pull out, Danny, real fast.
Okay.
The there was two for the IDA that didn't have the new board. Tim Connell hadn't signed off on them yet because he just took office. So it was 2009-110110 and 2009-110042. I'd like to pull those out until Tim signs off because that was our new policy. Since he's the new director, I need a chance.
Did you have the old director's signature?
No. I think during that transition, no one got signed.
Yeah, I think he was even out of town.
I think so. So if I pull those out, and then you've got one in there, Chuck.
Yeah, I've got it. Yeah.
Well, I'll make a motion, but all except for those two numbers that you requested on the check numbers to approve.
Okay. Second?
Chuck, do you have something in there that you might
Yes, I've got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Road permit bond to release. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? And I'll abstain because I got a reimbursement from a road permit.
Okay.
Okay, motion carries. Didn't see any journal entries or transfers. So we're ready for public comment, and we got James, right?
Yep.
That was it, James.
Okay.
Good morning.
Morning.
I come here today with a concern of tax bills getting to individuals, citizens. I've already had some calls, not a tremendous amount of calls, but some calls of their hadn't received their tax bill. Of course, we know in the past you have a few lost in the mail that comes back, but I believe as patrons to the citizens, we should really go through that dead mail and try to get those bills to the taxpayer. I think it's our obligation to get them there. I know I had a year ago there was a prominent businessman of Branson that didn't get his tax bill and had to come forward then after the first year requesting penalties and interest be waived so he could pay his tax bill, and I don't believe it was granted. So it's just something we need to do now that can be handled administratively until waiting till the deadline.
When was the mailing?
The mailing went out
about 10 days ago, I think.
October 26th, I believe is what all the postmarks are.
How many have we gotten back so far?
I don't have no idea. I don't deal with the tax bills.
Right.
I get the calls on when they don't get their tax bill. The collector deals with the tax bills. So that's where I'm at. And I would urge, like I say, I've got a prominent business lady that came to me and said, I didn't get my tax bill. And she has found out what her taxes is because she has done her due diligence to find out what her taxation process is. This is a situation, like I say, that can be handled administratively. We need to do diligently find these things if we can. There's going to be some we can't find. A year ago, we had one that went to a finance company instead of to the individual type thing. These are things that does not need to occur. The studies need to go in. We need to put that extra out. I don't care for my assessor's office helping in some of this. We haven't even seen the return addressing in the last two or three years.
There's a requirement that we send it to the last known address. But if we get some back, we know that they probably didn't get notice. It'd be a good idea to do something with
it. They went out in the tax, the bulk mailing, which went out, I think we approved it on the 26th or something. As a date I heard, that's about when I thought it was. So bulk mailing usually takes 3 to 5 days, but we can double check with the collector to make sure they went out. But I believe they're all gone because we hired a service.
I'm sure they all went out. But then we have those, like I say, I'm getting the calls and people are coming in and finding out. Now, there is a situation of the tax bill goes in with a group of tax bills to the wrong location. I've had that happen in the past. And they say, this is not my tax bill, or someone say, I didn't get mine. And we never do find those tax bills. If you are a citizen out there owing taxes in Taney County, my request this morning, open that tax bill and make sure. That goes back to the statute. You are responsible for your own taxes in the state of Missouri. If you see that it's not there, get a hold of some office so there can be an effort put in to get you your correct tax bill. With the mailings of the BOEs, that has been some other things come in. I don't understand this tax bill. I didn't get a tax bill type thing. Let's take care of it now instead of the last day of the year when payment is due and the BOE has such responsibility to get it took care of, and you know what it gets into. We just get into a big quandary of, well, I can't do this, the deadline's over, I can't do this, the deadline's over, and time to pay is here. I would like for the media to some way get a message to the people. So many people gets their tax bill, throws it over on the counter, and waits for December 31st. Open that tax bill, look in there, see if you see something that needs to be addressed by the Board of Equalization and this county. So that's my concerns. I've already had calls. I've already met with a prominent lady that said I didn't get my tax bill, and I was just floored to know that she hadn't got her tax bills. So... thank you very much, and that's all I wanted to deliver this morning.
Okay. Any other public comment?
And as a matter of fact, I didn't even know that James was going to discuss this, but I did have a couple of citizens that pay their taxes through their bank, through their mortgage company or whatever. And one had noticed that their taxes had went up, and the other one said that they thought they'd went down or something like that. So I think that we talked about direct deposit this morning. I think that may have some effect on if it goes to a mortgage company or something like that, and then the individual themselves think that they're taking care of it whenever they're responsible for it themselves. I had two this weekend, or I wouldn't even brought it up. As a matter of fact, this took place at a convenience store. So,
okay. What else? All right. Next on our agenda is construction hours, which was my request. Let me begin with my bottom line is, and I'm not feeling that we need to make any change or, if anything, very minor change. But I did speak to a group of folks the other day and had a question and answer period
afterwards, and one of the first questions was the construction ordinance. And they had concern that they couldn't work after those hours that's in the ordinance, which is 7 to 7. So anyway, I kind of waited a little bit after I had those questions and thought about, did we make a good decision? Do we just need to throw the thing out? Or just kind of looked at it again. Bob helped me with the statute, that peace disturbance statute, 574 or something like that. And it doesn't say anything about hours. It's just peace disturbance, which the sheriff faces those, I know, from time to time.
But the case law does indicate, I think, 10 o'clock.
Does it? Okay, yeah. I didn't dig into the case.
Okay.
Okay. But anyhow, again, bottom line is we did this, really, in my opinion, for one instance, and that was a construction company that was told us they were going to work 24 hours a day right next to apartments and homes, and that's what motivated us to do that. And we tried visiting with them, just say, hey, how about being a good neighbor, and didn't get too far there, and so that's why we went ahead and did that. One thought in our discussions was roofing. What if you're roofing your house? And personally, I don't think it's a would ever be a problem, but should we consider a roofing exemption? I really don't think it's a need, but I thought I'd throw it out on the table. Okay, didn't answer quick enough, so we'll move on.
I'm comfortable with the ordinance as it is. I mean, once again, we're trying to address the heavy populated density areas. And that's why we have a provision for the radius within residents around it. So,
yeah.
I'm comfortable with it. I mean, I'm open to any suggestions. I'd never thought about a roofing separate. I can think about it. I'd never thought about just something roofing.
Well, if you're roofing a building, and, mm-hmm. and the ordinance, again, is strictly for construction of commercial and residential buildings. That's all it applies to. If you're roofing a building, when you're doing the roofing, that's generally a small part of the project.
Right.
It's going to happen in a day or two. So I don't see that there's really a need, but again, I bring it up. Here comes the sheriff. I bring it up because that was one of the things that came up in questions and concerns. And so I thought I'd get it on the table one
sure.
more time.
Sure.
Jimmy, got a comment?
These people live in subdivisions. They can have this in their covenants if they want mm-hmm. and go to the judge with their problems without it having to be an ordinance. If they don't choose to have it in their covenants, then...
What's the procedure on covenants?
They take it through civil court.
Isn't it a pretty lengthy situation?
Yeah, but, if it's in the covenants, Bob, can they go ahead and get an injunction to stop the...
If they have something in their covenants and restrictions, which have to be in place prior to the subdivision, starting to sell lots, so anybody that's in a subdivision that doesn't have that in their covenants and restrictions, it's doubtful that there'll be any amendment to the covenants and restrictions without the consent of every person in the subdivision. Mm-hmm. Covenants and restrictions just aren't amended once you've sold off lots. I mean, it's not impossible, they just aren't.
Jimmy, since you're here, you'd ask us a question, and I think it, if I remember right, it was concerned if somebody had a complaint or if they needed an exemption, how would they go about that?
Mm-hmm.
And that was one other issue I wanted to bring up was, and I didn't get you a copy, Bob, but, I mean, you can find us just about any time you need to. I think you probably got our cell phones, and if there was a situation, whether it be a complaint or somebody that needed a variance for some reason, you can find us, and we can, as everybody knows, do an emergency meeting without a 24-hour notice to address.
I'm not going to be finding you.
Well,
my office is not going to be finding you.
Right.
My office is not going to take on doing the ordinance extensions and stuff. That's not our job.
My thing is
how is the construction company going to find you?
It doesn't call on the sheriff to enforce this ordinance at all. This ordinance does not.
Excuse me. I'm not saying that you are enforcing anything. I'm assuming that a lot of calls, if somebody's got a noise problem, they're going to call you.
Right.
And then I'm not asking you to enforce it. I understand that. But you can give us a call, right?
We can give you a call if we've got a complaint. So this ordinance is not going to have us enforcing it?
No, this is an injunctive situation. At least that's what I put in there, if I remember correctly. So it's not even going to have you enforcing it. And it doesn't, I tried to address all the issues. It does not make it unlawful or against the ordinance to do construction after 7 o'clock, only if the construction unduly disturbs a reasonable person, using the reasonable person standard, if it unduly disturbs them after those hours, then you're violating the ordinance, and you have to be doing it with loud noise from outdoor construction. So if it's not unduly disturbing somebody, you're not in violation of the ordinance. So if nobody's complaining, and you're out there pounding on your roof, then
Right. Nobody's
being unduly disturbed, or at least Right. We're not aware of it. If they are unduly disturbed and they complain to the commission can have me or someone else go in and get an injunction against the construction company to keep them from nailing around the clock.
Only then would you be involved, right?
No, I don't think he'd be involved unless
after
these people serve
if
the
you're
lawsuit.
Saying we're not going to be involved in it, then I'll stay plumb out of it, but I know last time it was they was wanting us to go out and stop the construction, which we can't do without a court order.
I don't think there's anything in here about the sheriff.
It was mentioned in the last time that I was here.
Okay.
About us going out and stopping the construction if on that. So.
But if there's again, I don't think it's for lots of years we've never had this issue come up, so I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's pretty much a one-time deal.
Once you put an ordinance out there, it'll happen.
Well,
yeah.
If you bring up injunction, if an injunction's done by the judge and the construction company doesn't act, doesn't the sheriff have to act after that?
Well,
that's what I was
if they're in
to.
Contempt of a right. court order, I don't care what the court order
right.
is, then the sheriff can go out and arrest them if the judge says go arrest him, he's
right.
going to go arrest him.
Okay.
Right. Hey, that's going to be days down the road.
Correct. I'm glad you brought that up. You know, that gives me the opportunity to speak again. So
that was
ahead.
A little bit of my motive because you were limited somewhat. So.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't here at the last time you discussed it.
Yep.
I'm glad to know that Jimmy's not going to have to come out and handcuff me because if I've got a house that I'm drying in and it's supposed to rain that night or the next morning, neighbor or no neighbor, I'm going to be up there putting a roof on what I consider a home of mine, and I'll just have to deal with the legal consequences later. I do think that the time is a little bit radical from what I've found out. You know, Springfield has a 10 o'clock. There's other counties that have 9 to 10, or cities. Cities mostly the ones that are involved in these type decisions. So, I read the minutes. There was some discussion about changing the time on the thing. I personally would... anybody that, can take into consideration somebody trying to do some roofing or any other work that was after 10 o'clock, well, so if you were looking for a motion or you were going to make one before, I would consider the 10 o'clock, even though I'm again the whole construction ordinance. But I would make a motion for the 10 o'clock change because of precedents that's set through the city of Springfield and other areas.
Well, I had, James? No.
Well, I'm opposed to noise ordinance all the way around, just speaking to, as you know, I like to raise a little noise every once in a while. I was sitting in my chair last night. The kids was playing there on the floor. My son's in from New York. We was all together for a reason, as you guys well know. Something happened, and I sprung up out of my chair. My grandkids jumped up. My son from New York said, "What in the world is that?" And my wife just calmly said, "It happens every night about this time." Said it must be something to do with weather conditions. But there's a set of fireworks went off at 20 after 8 last night that this entire county heard. At 20 after 8 last night. Free enterprise, free nation. Didn't bother me. It shook me for 3 seconds. But when you go to dealing with people's rights, with noise and the way they live, and trying to determine that commercialized noise might have an exemption over this ordinance versus homeowner noise, somebody wanting to build their own house, work on their own property. I'm just telling you my opinion. I think we're stepping into the rights of Americans as America. Thank you.
Well, address your comment, James. We've already got the law, 574. Jimmy has to go out and check on at times, I'm sure, where people complain about other folks making noise. The county commission, this is not a noise ordinance. It's only on construction work. And that's, I think, a strong point that needs to be brought up. It's not a noise ordinance. It doesn't stop you from fireworks or mowing your yard or chopping wood or whatever you want to do at home. And that was the question that came to me, is what can I not do those kind of things? And that was my first motivation to bring it up one more time, was that folks have got the idea that they can't do this, that, and the other, and that's not the case at all. It's only related to construction. The county commission, has been approached over the years about fireworks at other than 4th of July time, at 10 o'clock at night by commercial entities, and the cities have been talked to about it, and we've looked at it, and we didn't go there. We never did anything about that. So again, I appreciate you bringing it up, because, and we can leave it lay right there as far as I'm concerned, is it's not a noise ordinance. You can do, unless another law, that other law stops you from doing it, it doesn't change a thing. It's only on the construction of residential and commercial buildings. So that's all I got.
I think one thing that was missed, and maybe not missed, maybe you guys had considered this, but the economic times that we're in, and I talked to a man yesterday who walked up to me and just was visiting. He didn't know me. He didn't know I was a commissioner or anything else. And he said, you know, he reached and got a newspaper, and he said, you know, I've been working 14 hours a day for the last 4 months just trying to make it to where my family, I can pay my bills on my place. He said, both my children have lost their jobs and they've moved back home, and he said, I've having to work 14 hours a day, and he said, I'm really, really getting wore down. He said, this is unusual for somebody that you don't know. You're just standing there in a general conversation. But I got to thinking about restriction of times and the amount of time that a person has to make a living. He might be the exception to the rule, but I hate to see any restriction upon a man out here trying to make a living. If it's if time has anything to do with it, or if you know, another thing is I've had neighbors that moved in that ripped and roared around on their four-wheelers and things like that in the middle of the night, and you know, that's a disturbance of the peace deal that goes back to Jimmy's argument that, you know, that we have laws to protect again those things. But I hate to see anybody that's out here trying to put a roof on a house or just get a house finished up or do something and make a few extra dollars that he's going to spend in the county to help what's going to become a serious problem if the economy doesn't straighten up. I guess the best word to say would be it just leaves a sour taste in my mouth.
Okay. Any other comments on construction ordinance? Sherry.
I have mixed feelings on this subject because, first of all, I'm in the subdivisions with homeowners, and I see their sets of circumstances. I think of one particular mother who has a handicapped child. And if she does not keep routine, if she does not keep normal sleeping patterns with this child, she's up all night with them. That's just the nature of it. But I see the side of it for construction, I think, especially of road companies and stuff that must do construction when there is not high traffic times. And some of that may come within housing subdivisions and things like that. Right now, I have construction going on next to my house. And 7 o'clock every morning, machines start up. And they're taking a little bobcat back and forth, and they're doing some work on this home next door to my own home. So I have mixed feelings on it. I do feel that the ordinance needs to be there because I think that we need some kind of teeth in it if we run into a problem such as this mother with the handicapped child, or if we run into... you know, sometimes there's patients out there with mental diseases and stuff, and they're into hallucinations and things like that. And things like this can really trigger issues within a home. If we have no teeth in anything, there's no power to limit it. But I do feel that it needs to be taken on a case-by-case basis and by complaint only. Because I think that then people have the right to speak up and they have the right to feel respected in what they're doing. My neighbor was burning pretty close to my home, and he was burning some brush, and there was some construction materials under that. When they did the initial construction in that home, it got really close to my house. We were concerned about our siding. So when he began to burn this big pile, I went down to the fire department and I said, look, does he have a right to burn this close within my house? And the fire department came down. They said, well, he can burn brush, but it has to be so far from the home, and it also has to have no construction materials, and they stopped the burn on it. What I really appreciated was later on, they had a gentleman over there doing construction. He came over and he knocked on my door. And he said, I've got a little pile of just brush over here that I'd like to burn. Is that okay with you? We've dug a deep hole, and we're going to be out there with the burn. Is this an issue for you? And so I expressed my concerns, and I said, I'm going to leave the decision of this pretty much up to you, but I want my safety guarded on my home and for this to not get out of control. And I felt very respected in that. I think when it comes down to an ordinance such as this, that it's about respect and it's about consideration for individual need because there's a lot of it out there. I think if we don't have ordinances, we have no assistance for people like that. But I think that there's going to be abusers out there of this as well. And I think that when this ordinance is being abused, it does need to be stopped. So I have mixed reviews on this ordinance. On it, I'm okay with construction being done in off hours when necessary and to keep men working, because obviously if men aren't working, I'm not selling homes. And the other part of it is that there is that individual small need out there. I don't think it's as many as probably the construction guys that are out there needing to work. But there is definitely some individual need out there that should be addressed and taken care of in this.
Thank you, Sherry. Anybody else? Okay. What other business we got?
I was just going to bring up the sales tax numbers. They came out Friday, and I mean, just so, I mean, I think Helen, she's not here, she walked out, but she emails everyone. But we were up 1.9% over last year at the same time. Over the last 9 years, it's the fifth best or the fifth worst, however you want to look at it. It's right in the middle of the last, since 2001. So it's, you know, for our year, we're down 5.6%. We kind of projected 3 to 5% down. So we're a little worse than we expected, but in talking to, we were in Southwest Missouri over in Mount Vernon, we're a whole lot better than a bunch of counties. I mean, a lot of counties are in double digits. Losses. So, anyway, just wanted to let everyone know that we're up a little bit, and then next, I'm pretty much next month compared to last year. This time we should be up again because that's when it started. We were almost 14% down last year in December. So, the next report should be better too. So,
and to clarify that with people that might not understand exactly what you're talking about. We budgeted on 2007 figures,
right.
Numbers. And so to be up for the month of November versus last year is a real positive going into the Christmas season.
Right.
All that,
and,
so.
And at this pace, I mean, if you want to put dollars for it, we're going to be about $300,000 to $400,000 less than we would be prior. So that's what we're talking about, is about $300,000 to $400,000 operating deficit spending, however you want to say it. So it's not catastrophic, but it's something that we continue to look at.
Yep. Good report. Danny? Anything?
No.
I did get an email a minute ago from John Suti. There was an article on Hometown News Internet that there's a sewer leak, 10 or 12,000 gallons, I think. It was because of a power outage over by Branson. It wasn't one of ours, he said. So.
Okay.
Sorry it happened, but glad it wasn't
ours
to deal with anyway. So evidently they got it fixed pretty quick because of the power. That's the only news I've got, so we'll recess. Thanks for being here, and what's our next time?
10 o'clock, I think.
10 o'clock?
10 o'clock with me.
Mr. Paulson, 10 o'clock.
Okay. Have a good day. Welcome back, Frank.
Thank you.